This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. A long journey for the feminist vision of equality in the United States swells to a grand flourish tonight in Philadelphia, a narrative that dominated the 20th century and is just as powerful in the 21st. In electoral politics, this convention, nominating Hillary Clinton to be president, contains the echo of this moment 40 years ago.
United States, Jimmy Carter.
A feminist activist and at one time the most powerful woman in American politics, Midge Costanza got close to the reins of power reserved for men in Washington, D.C. She was an influential advisor on women's issues to President Jimmy Carter, a look back at the long feminist road that has led to this convention in Philadelphia. But this week's nomination of the first female presidential candidate of a major party in American history has been a long time coming for Secretary Clinton herself. And so many fellow successful politicians are in Philadelphia convinced that this is a historic moment, even more historic than the strange, unpredictable Republican convention of a week ago. Senator Debbie Stabenow of Michigan has endorsed Hillary Clinton for the 2016 election. She did it over 2 years ago, back in May of 2014. Stabenow is the senior senator from Michigan in office since 2001. She joins us now. Welcome to The Takeaway, Senator.
Well, it's great to be with you, John. It's exciting times.
What do you think is the meaning of this election race and the Hillary Clinton candidacy, as you can tell?
It's really a moment for us to decide, I think, who we are as a country. And having worked with Hillary for over 30 years on issues ranging from protecting children and families and family violence to serving with her in the Senate, I mean, this is somebody who really gets what we need to do to make sure everybody is successful in this country and not just a few folks at the top.
This latest email scandal doesn't appear to be made up because Debbie Wasserman Schultz is stepping aside. They appear to be connected. What do you make of all that?
You know, it was wrong. Those emails were just plain wrong. Debbie's done a lot of important work, I think, worked hard for the party, but I think she's doing the right thing stepping down. We need unity. You know, we're also seeing now this whole other piece of what, you know, what is very disturbing to me about the emails. In fact, if this was Russian hackers, and what does that mean? And, you know, all the relationship, the things that Donald Trump has said, praising Putin and attacking our allies and questioning whether he would protect our NATO allies from Russia. There's a whole disturbing undercurrent, I think, that we're going to have to really take another look at.
But doesn't this email scandal suggest that there is a kind of Hillary Clinton machine that will, by any means necessary, get her elected, and that it's more about electing her than it is a bigger vision? And that's what the Bernie Sanders people are so outraged about, and the way in which he was treated in these emails?
Well, first of all, the DNC is hundreds of people, and so they're people of different backgrounds. I know people in the DNC supporting Bernie, people supporting Hillary. I don't think those emails had any impact in terms of what happened in the election. Bernie ran a great race, bringing in people into the party and speaking out for things that we all care deeply about. And he's had a profound impact on the platform. Ultimately, when it became clear about these emails, he was successful in making the case that she should step down, and she has. And so I think to say people haven't listened to him or his supporters really isn't true. In fact, they've been successful.
Finally, Senator Stabenow, the election of Barack Obama in 2008, which was a defeat for Hillary Clinton in the primaries, came with a very deep emotional narrative of the first African-American president. And despite all the personality issues and the contentious rhetoric in that campaign, that stayed straight through to November in the election and was really part of what propelled Barack Obama into the White House. Are you worried that the same emotional narrative of feminists being committed to female leadership in the United States, that that gets lost in the way this campaign is so far being conducted? What does it mean for you as a feminist?
Well, I'm really excited about this. I mean, having been involved myself through the years, having to work hard to open doors, not just for myself, but for other women and for my daughter and now my granddaughter, and to see the opportunity this week. And I think you're going to see a whole level of focus and excitement on the fact that we, again, are making history. And we have, for me, what's most exciting, not only the most qualified person to be president of the United States, but that it's a woman.
Senator Debbie Stabenow, senior U.S. senator from Michigan, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.